Happy New Year, everybody. I tell you what, 2019. Anybody ever been there before? No, we're all, this is a brand new journey for us all. Get ready for the greatest year of your life, okay? And you are looking good to go into it. Let me just say that. You are looking great. I think there's been, oh boy, sparkly water, you legend. And I think, can I just say, I believe that this year there's already been a whole lot of great proclamations up here through the worship, the singing. Thank you, guys. By the way, give these guys a huge hand clap right now. Absolutely outstanding. Outstanding worship. But this is our year, and I want to declare to you today that this is your year. And whatever 2018 had, did, or if, however it affected you, this is a new year. And I really want to challenge you today, let's let go of 2018 and let's grab a hold of 2019. You've never been there before, but the best is yet to come. Okay? I'm not just here to preach a word to you, I'm here to impart something to you this morning. I want you to catch something in the Spirit, okay? So I don't want you just to receive another word. I know our verse is fantastic. For I determined to know nothing except Jesus Christ. He is the answer. He always will be. Whatever the circumstances, he's the resolution. He's the source. He's the answer. He's everything. And whatever you're facing today, I want to tell you, Jesus Christ is the answer. So let's reset and get ready to go into 2019, all right? Our first day of church, that's pretty cool. I think before we do anything, I think we need to pray. And I want to really, I know we've all come forward for communion. I think that was incredible. I'd just like to invite you this morning. I want us to really, you know, it's good to be back in church, isn't it? And I haven't missed church. I think I've been in church every week. I've been preaching around the place, but I miss church. I love our church. I must admit, I miss this. And I want to start today to pray for everybody here for the new year, okay? God is on the throne, and let's pray and believe that this year be an incredible, outstanding, blessed, God awakening, reconnecting relationship time with the Father. Let's believe for that, okay? And I think you can get, if you're not careful, you can get tied up in a lot of things. Sometimes all the New Year parties will suck the juice out of you. Don't look too serious about that. But I reckon let's reconnect with the God who has purposed and planned us and has an incredible purpose for you to fulfill this year. The purpose he has for you to fulfill, I believe, is outstanding. And I want to encourage you, don't miss what God's got for you. So let's start off. I'd like to pray with you this morning. In fact, I'm going to invite you all over this meeting, all over this auditorium, just to kneel for a moment. If you're able to kneel. If you can't kneel, let's get you healed in Jesus' name. But we're going to kneel. And I just want to commit this moment and this year to Christ. And as a church, Father, as a church right now, as one of the churches of this great city, we kneel before you, God, realizing that we have a whole year before us, that we believe that you have equipped us for, that you have prepared us for. And I pray for every single individual in this room right now. God, wherever we're at, wherever we come from, I pray right now that even as we took communion this morning, that your precious blood would wash us today. That we would be renewed in our spirit of our mind, our soul, our hearts. God, that we would be refreshed and ready for what you have for us in this year. So as we kneel before you today, God, we ask you right now to come in your power and your glory. God, you said that as we pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And we declare this year over our lives, our circumstances, our family, our dreams, God, that you would come afresh. And in Jesus' name right now, I proclaim over this crowd, God, your glory, your goodness. I declare healing I declare right now that God would touch you with a divine moment from heaven that would unlock the incredible dreams that God has already planted in your heart. So in Jesus' name, God, we commit this moment to you, and we thank you for amazing people, amazing ministries, amazing abilities, talents, giftings. I just see, even as we're kneeling today, I see giftings all over this place. And I believe that God is going to anoint. I just feel that right now as we're kneeling before him. Because it's not in our ability, but it's in his incredible strength and power. That's why Paul said, I determined through Jesus Christ. And I pray the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon you today and refresh the giftings in your life of evangelism, pastor, prophet, teacher. And in Jesus' name, that we would rise up with the power of God on our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we declare it today and we agree that your glory come upon us. And as a church this year, that we walk into the marvelous and the wondrous prophetic determination that you have already declared over our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, everybody shouted, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Just while you were kneeling there, I really felt right there that humility is one of the great keys in God, that it's not so much what we've got in our heads, but in our spirit, that God would release right across this auditorium today. And I pray right now that wherever you are, whatever you've been dealing with, whatever you've been pushing through, I pray that that verse would be incredibly real in your life today. Incredibly real. And our hope is in Christ. And it's great to have newlyweds in the house. It's always good to have newlyweds. In fact, we married another couple Friday, Wayne and Melanie. And I'm sorry that I missed Melissa and Daryl. Look at them working down the back. They've just got married and they're all, you know, totally. In fact, Melissa's keeping an eye. I don't know who's keeping an eye on who, actually. Making sure they do the lighting properly so that I look good. But the wedding we did on Friday was just a real God moment. And people's lives were so affected. You know, weddings, if you read the Bible, Jesus was right into weddings. In fact, the first miracle that ever happened at a wedding. And I think we need more weddings with a bit of miracle. We need some healing on some marriages, somebody. We need some marriages that have got the passion of Christ in them and affecting people across the planet with what we've got that's glowing out of us. And this was just a really amazing time from a perspective of God's presence at that wedding. It was very powerful. People came up to me after and said, this is people who don't know Christ, who have no concept of Christ, came up and said, really want to thank you today, and just started weeping as they shared that God had totally, they had a moment with God in the middle of a wedding, which is pretty powerful. And I think this year, I want to say to every single person here, you are a minister of God's love. Can I get that to you? You're a minister of God's love. And it's not about being at the front. Excuse me. It's not about having a pulpit. It's about being a minister of God's love wherever you are, whatever circumstance you're in. And I pray right now that you would carry that in Jesus' name. Amen. So go with that and let's get into the word. Thank you very much, guys. You guys can sit down and really want to thank you for the singing and the songs this morning. I'm going to title it, Yet to be Determined. I want to title my message, Yet to be, write that down. Somebody write that down right now. In fact, nudge a person next to you and say, you need to write that down. Yet to be determined. Because the reality is that it's yet to be determined. Because the way you live will determine what you experience in this year. 2019, I think it's really easy to prophesy over every person in this place and say, this is going to be your greatest year. This is going to be the most amazing year you've ever had. This is going to be a year of Carrie sitting right on the front here, mighty woman of God. This is going to be an amazing year of your effectiveness and seeing the outworking of God's glory in your life, of your testimony, of your perseverance, of your consistent holding on to God's word, of your breakthrough that God says you will reap the rewards of it in this year. I believe that. I believe across this place this morning that there are people here who will experience the incredible victory that God has already won for you at Calvary in this year. The reality is, it's yet to be determined. It's yet to be determined. Why is it yet to be determined? Because it'll be determined by our perseverance, by our ability to push through. Because let me tell you right now, the devil would hate you to have victory this year. He is so against you having a win. He's so against you believing in who you are. He's so against you experiencing God's power and love in your life. He'll lock down your thinking. He'll confuse your thoughts. He'll cause you to be distracted. But if I can challenge you this year, let's drop off everything that 2018 had for us and let's go into the new year without any baggage. Can we do that? Can we go into 2019 without carrying what we had? I don't care whether it was good or bad. I don't care whether it was the best year of your world. Let's leave that behind and go into the next year believing for another level. Let's go into 2019 believing that God will use you in a greater way, that you will see more people come to Christ than you've ever seen before. I believe one of the things that God said to me this year is get ready for a soul-winning anointing all over Inspire Church. I really believe, Julia and I have started out this year with a real passion to see people come to Christ, with a renewed vigor to see people surrender their life, yet to be determined. See, it's yet to be determined what God will do. We believe that souls will be saved in 2019. I think we probably all would like to say, anybody in on that? Like, who's in on that? We're going to see some people saved this year. Some of you actually aren't. Let me just ask that again. Is anybody here passionate about seeing people get born again in 2019? Come on, some of you got both hands up. I like that. I'm just getting text messages as we talk, so I'm just checking that somebody's not telling me what I should be doing. Here we go. It's Brenton and Fiona's birthday today. Brenton and Pippa's birthday party today, sorry. So there we go. That's a very exciting announcement. Brenton, happy birthday. Wherever he is, where are you? Oh, it's Pippa's birthday. Happy birthday, Pippa. Hope she got a grip on that. Okay, but be excited about this year because I want to tell you right now, we sung the song this morning, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. So the battle's already won. Why did Paul, remember they never had a Bible. Remember Paul and the apostles, all that, they never had a Bible yet. He wrote this, but I determined. So without, we've got the word for us. We are very privileged to have the word, the New Testament, where we can read stuff like, for I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ. But Paul never had that. They wrote that because they made a stand that they would put God above every other circumstance. Can I say this morning, this year is yet to be determined. It will be determined upon how you approach life and how you live life. And so I want to just give you some points this morning that will challenge you and encourage you. That song, I love that song this morning. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. 2019's arrived. We're still in the hands of God. You've never failed me yet. And I believe God has never failed us yet. That's why we've all got testimony. Who's got a testimony this morning of the goodness of God in their life? Come on. That we should have a Julia, come and share that. This is amazing testimony. Come and share it quickly. Just a Christmas testimony. Good that God's doing stuff over Christmas, isn't it? Here's just while she's coming. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. So even if you started the year in a bit of a nighttime situation, God's word will come to pass. In fact, it was in the nighttime when Abraham called out, God, what the heck are you doing? And God said, get out from the canopy of the tent that's covering you and look up. and see the black canvas of the sky I've put before you and dream again. Thank you, Julia.
Okay, Happy New Year, everybody. It's great to be here. You're all looking amazing. All got a summer glow on your face, which is great. We had the opportunity for a week's holiday down at Coromandel, and it was really amazing. And one day we went to Hahei Beach, which, if you've been there, there's really nice waves, and everybody wanted to body surf, so not me. But at any rate, I did get to body surf. But so I went down to play on the water's edge with Kaylee and Heath, and my sister was with us, and she says, "Come on, Julia, come for a swim." And I had my prescription sunglasses on, you know, still jewellery on, and my bathing suit. And I says, "Okay, but we've got to go beyond the waves, because you don't come on this side of the waves or you get dumped on." So we swam out, and it was really beautiful, and we were there for quite a while. And she was telling me this story, and all of a sudden, I looked out the corner of my eye and I saw this tsunami coming towards me. Every so often there's a rogue wave, isn't there, on a beach. And at any rate, this wave, and I thought, oh my goodness, I'm not getting out of this. And it came over and it dumped on me and it pushed me in. And like I was going right along the seabed. It was that. And if you've ever surfed, you will know this, that usually when there's a huge, big one, there's another one following in quick succession, okay? So I'm going in, and all I'm thinking is my prescription sunglasses. So I'm holding my sunglasses, and, you know. And then this other wave dumped on me. Now, this was not a good thing, because I have one of those bathing suits that goes like here, just like that. Well, it rolled. So I let go of the sunglasses because I thought those poor people on the beach, they're going to get a bigger shock if I stand up without my bathing suit. So I let the sunglasses go and I pulled the bathing suit up. But I lost my glasses and I thought, oh my goodness. So we got to the edge and my sister says, "Oh, Julia, I thought you were dead." I said, "Jackie, I surfed as a teenager. I know how it goes." And so at any rate, we looked around and looked around for these glasses, and I thought, just keep your peace. Just keep your peace. So I walked up, didn't say anything to anybody. John and Elena and them were still looking. And I pulled my towel down the beach, and I thought, I'll just pray. Didn't say anything to Don because he would go berserk, you know how husbands do. Why did you wear those glasses in the water? And I have wisdom. So at any rate, I pulled the towel down. 40 minutes later, now this is in a tide that's going out, huge breakers. 40 minutes later, this guy walks up the beach with the sunglasses and he said, "Do these belong to anybody?" And he said they came in and they wrapped around his ankle on the shore. You know, God cares. And I think just keeping your peace and keeping focused on him is just, he's such a good God.
So good.
And then we went to Mel and Wayne's wedding and the opportunities, the tangible presence of God if you let him in. And I believe he's done more than 3 miracles for me this year. Those are the only 3 I've really seen. But we went to this wedding and as Don was saying, just the presence of God and the opportunities of people coming up and just speaking into their lives. And this young guy, he just shone out to me. And in the end, he was one of Wayne's little rebel friends out there, you know, on the sideline. And I've never met him before. So I got talking to him. And I thought, what an incredible young man. And so I just started prophesying over him, that he was a young man of great values. I said, "You were taught as a young child and you've gone off and you've done your wild stuff, but I said, you still live by those huge values in your life and there's a line you won't step over." And I said, "God's on your case." And then he told me who he was and I met this amazing young man called Austin. Graham and Wendy's son. He's going to be in church. I've invited him to come and sit on the front row with me one day. You never know who you're talking to, but God placed him there for that time. And God's so good. And then we come home and we have this young couple come to our house. You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the most powerful thing, isn't it, Paul? Changes lives. And we just got sharing about their lives. And, you know, God gives us prophetic insight as children of God if you let him. Like Austin. I didn't know who he was, but I just started telling him and reminding him who he was. Because many of our children are away from God, but he's on their case, people. He's bringing them back. Don't give up. He's bringing them back. And this couple, they had a few problems in their lives, but awesome couple. And God just gave us words into their lives that started unlocking things. And they said, how did you know that? And we said, because there's a God that loves you and he's chasing after you. And you think you've got here to our house by chance? It's an amazing God that's led you here. And, you know, they gave their hearts to the Lord. Salvation. Two salvations for this year already.
Awesome.
In the kingdom of God. And you know, in your lives, God's going to give you, because you are his kids, he's going to give you prophetic words that you can just speak into people's lives. The truths about who they are, this young man. He'd listened to the lies of what people had spoken over him, and it was not the script that God had written over his life. And we had to remind him who he is and who's his real father. And he started to see it. And we spoke some words that had been said over his life. And he said, yes, that has been said. He said, how did you know? And we said, because God just told us. Because he cares and he loves you. And what's going to change your life is the power of Jesus Christ. The power of the cross. The resurrected Jesus. And he loves those people out there. And I just want to encourage you to use those words that God has given you and speak them over people's lives, because he wants to unlock them and bring them into this kingdom and set them free so they can be the amazing people. You know, the enemy comes in many ways to lie to our children, to our friends, to keep them from these doors. And I believe this year is the year of salvation.
Come on.
Where people are going to be set free.
Yeah.
And you are the instrument that are going to do it. Are you encouraged about that? See, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. But he just picks us up and he says, you're my child, and I'm going to use you to set people free, lives free. Because the kingdom, you know, the gospel, over the years, many things have come and gone. But the gospel of Jesus Christ has stood strong.
Too true.
And we're seeing it in Vietnam now, in countries over there. And you know, those countries are going to get unlocked and they're going to become free in the power of God. And if we don't stir ourselves up, church, they're going to send missionaries to us. So as we have the answer, we need to stir it up within us. And just as we speaking to people, just speak the love of Jesus, and we're going to see people saved. Amen.
Amen.
Miracles.
Give her a hand for that great testimony. Boy, but nothing like it, and just a very powerful moment, you said, as this young couple, I think they're young, 38, gave their lives to Christ, and for the first time gave their lives to Christ. In fact, he had never given his life to Christ. The woman, who his wife, she said, you know what, I used to know God and be intimate with God, but I've totally walked away from him, and yet to be determined. And do you know what, the enemy is out to totally distract you, and that's why I want to bring this word this morning, yet to be determined, because the reality is, what are you going to do about it? And I really want to challenge you with that in 2019. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about with the gift of God in your life? In fact, I was just looking at Owen, your mighty man of God. In fact, Owen, stand up. I believe God's going to use you in a more powerful way than you've ever dreamed possible this year, with words of knowledge and the gift of the Spirit flowing through your life. In fact, stand up beside him, Pam, because you're a husband and wife. And I want to tell you, there's a fresh anointing comes on you for what God's called you to, and another a level of enthusiasm. I see it above anything you've known. And I see God has already put people in your pathway. And I want to tell you, get ready for God to see the victory in the breakthrough of words you've sown, of words you're going to have for them. And God's going to use you in the prophetic realm to bring words of destiny and words of life. In fact, lift your hands. There's a new anointing comes on you this morning. In fact, it's not a new anointing. It's an anointing you've known. It's an anointing that's been there. It's anointing that God says, I will refresh in your life. And God says, I'm going to release power on your life today. In fact, God says, I've called you for such a time as this. Esther was totally determined that she would see her nation, her generation set. In fact, Pam, there it goes right now. Anointing just went all over in Jesus' name. Owen, in the name of Jesus, I release power on your life, on your tongue, and on your words in this year, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, fill him with power right now. Breakthrough power in the name of Jesus. But I believe for everybody here, and I want to say it right now very clearly, that the gift of the Holy Spirit, in fact, John, your mighty man of God, John Pearson, I want to tell you, your house mightn't be finished yet. It might have taken 2.5 years to build, but God has put his hand on you. And I believe, in fact, got to pray for you right now. John and Sharon, stand up, because the power of God's on you. And I believe in this year, you know, you've trained as a chaplain. Enroy, I know you have too. But I really believe, I'll tell you what, God is going to release you into supernatural breakthroughs in people's lives this year. And I believe you're in a new place of freshness in your life. I just feel it on you. I feel the power of God on you both for that. And I believe that God's about to awaken the giftings in your life that he has already put in there. They're already there. They're ready to go. And God says, I'm going to use you in a mighty realm of power through the gifts of my Spirit. And Father, I thank you for the anointing on these couple. I thank you for the power of God. I thank you, Lord, for your favor on them. And I thank you, Lord God, that you would give them victory in every circumstance this year. I believe you're going to know divine favor in this year. I believe stuff you've pressed through, that you've held on to determine, you've held on to your dream, you've kept your faith, you've kept hope. Circumstances have worked against you, but God says, you held on to me in the middle of it. And in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for an anointing, fresh anointing on your life in Jesus' name. Over your life, Sharon, I tell you, a real awakening of the power and the Holy Spirit working through you to touch people. Get ready for people's lives to be touched around you. In Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we give you the praise. Give God a hand for what he's about to do. In fact, Tim, I just saw Tim Lawton here. Timmy Lawton, is your wife here? She's in Christ. Well, you lift your hand. Tim Lawton, your mighty man of God, called of God. I tell you what, anointed of God. Shame your wife's not here with you. We need to get her out of there. There's a power of God in you guys, and you guys have got a gift on your life. Good to see you back in the house, because I want to tell you right now, God's shaping you and equipping you for this hour. And I believe even now God says to you, this is your year, and there's a refocus happening and a realignment of your life and your giftings and your purpose. And God says, I'm going to use you for my power. In Jesus' name, touch him with power right now in Jesus' name. Oh, we need a bit of the power of God, don't we? And let's start the year with power as we determine to go on. Just like to pray over everybody this morning, but we're going to deliver a little bit of the word, okay? Because you need the word to activate. Because yet to be determined would mean to me that you can determine whatever you like. You can live determined, but it's yet to be determined what the outcome will be. Because the outcome doesn't just happen. You've got to push through. Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, and he said in verse 2 of chapter 2, and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determine, everybody yell it out this morning. I reckon we can do better than that. Well, I have a drink. Come on. It was a lot better. To know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Interesting. This couple came and saw us yesterday. And they came about their marriage, which was in shatters. Now, it's interesting because the secular world would say to them, it's over. The secular world would say, there's no hope for you. But how many know that God, he was the one who determined marriage. He's the one who put it together. He's a covenant God. Hello? And so they sat down with us and we talked for them a little while. God gives us words. There's nothing like a word of knowledge that'll unlock the power of the demonic, I'll tell you right now. See, the devil can lie to you flat in your face, but one word from God that'll reveal and uncover the purpose of God in a person's life will unlock them for the future. And we need to become better at it. And this year, in 2019, we're going to do more training and equipping of people moving in the power of the Holy Spirit with words of knowledge and the gifts of the power. We're going to do more of that. I want to see people operating in the gift, not with secular wisdom, but with the power of a God who can set captives free. You can have a whole lot of stuff going on in your life. You can use secular wisdom if you like, but I'd sooner have the Word of God. That's why Paul's saying, I'm determined. Listen, he goes on, for I determine not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Verse 3, I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and power. I want to read that to you one more time, just to get you excited about it. But with a demonstration is something that's happening, okay? We've already had a couple of demonstrations this morning. Instead of someone just delivering a nice little 3 points in a poem, we've had a couple of demonstrations of God's word being activated, okay? Laying hands, believing for miracles, should be praying for the sick and having some healing happen. 2019 is going to be that year, okay? But with a demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So I pray today that your faith, because determination is basically based on faith, because we walk by faith and not by sight, and our faith is in the Word of God and in our relationship with Him, as we've heard this morning. So we are determined in our faith. And without faith, it's difficult to please God, let alone live determined. So let's have faith this year for 500 people to be born again in this church. Come on. Let's have faith for at least 500 people. I mean, if every one of us led one person to Christ this year, we're already mostly there. So 500 could be understating what God's dream and God's vision and God's passion could be for. But let's catch a vision from God that people get born again, radically saved, delivered, and set free in Jesus' name. Because sometimes I want to tell you right now, we can easy cruise along and we can just be nice. Yesterday we were talking to this guy. God showed me a demon spirit sitting over this young man. And I got up to him and I said, I don't know if you even understand this, but I want to tell you, I see a spirit on you, an ugly spirit that's destroying your life, your purpose, your marriage, your destiny. And I said, I'm about to kick that baby out in Jesus' name. And he looked at me, his eyes went big. What are you talking about? I said, there is a real devil and there's a real God, and I've come in the name of Jesus to kick that thing off you. And you know what? He got set free in a moment. Because why? We've got the authority to move in a demonstration of the power of God. Not the wisdom of man, but the power of God. So that's Corinthians 2, okay? Here's another verse I'd like to read you about being yet to be determined this year. Okay, Ephesians 4:20, that however is not the way you learned when you heard about Jesus Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off the old self, which has been corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new. 2019, let's be made new. One of the reasons I got us to kneel before God this morning, I want us to be made new. I want us to know what it is to come to the altar and say, God, renew me. I want to be brand new. God, I don't want to be the same as what I was. I don't want to have that stink attitude any longer. I don't want to have that gossipy attitude. I want to be made new in Christ. How many know that God hears your prayer and changes your life. And that's why prayer is incredibly important. We're going to make 2019 that we commit to prayer in this house for breakthrough and revival. Jeepers, that got a lot of response. Breakthrough and revival. It goes on to say, to be made new with the attitude of your minds. So Paul here is talking about your mind and where your mind's at, and to put on the new self. So I want to put on a new dawn for 2019, okay? I want to get more fired up than I've ever been before, okay? I don't want to get, complacent, that's the word. I don't want to get complacent. 2009, we can get up here and we can state vision for 2019. We will be. We've got some pretty exciting stuff coming up in this year. And I really believe right now that our theme for this year and even the theme for this month to be determined is very, very powerful in what God's going to do in our lives this year. So let's put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Yeehaw! Dave Pearson, get ready for it. Get ready. In fact, God's going to call you and stretch you in this year. Dave, you might be whatever age you are, young man of 60-something. Are you still 60-something? Just. Okay. That's young, believe it or not. But I reckon God's going to stretch you this year. In fact, get up and get out of here right now. That might be too horrible a way of putting it. Come out here very nicely right now and lift your hands to the Lord. But I want to tell you right now, vision. See, God speaks about vision. In fact, leadership. Jesus only speaks about leadership, I think, once in the Bible. I think Jesus only mentions leadership once. We get really tied up on it in the Pentecostal church and we get all overboard about it. But the reality is every one of us just needs to move in more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, okay? Jesus' talk on leadership was like this. Can the blind lead the blind? No, they'll both fall into the ditch, okay? So that was Jesus' talk on leadership. I know we've made a huge song and a dance out of it, but that's Jesus' talk on leadership, okay? That's all he said on leadership. And I want to tell you right now, get ready for fresh vision, what you're going to see in this place, what you're going to see God do, what you're going to see, and be a sort. But God says, I'm going to stretch you like you've never been stretched before. So get ready for that, all right? That's just a word from God for you today. That's a word that God gave me just as you're sitting there right now. In fact, your arms aren't out far enough because stretching would demand you're going to be stretched, okay? So get ready to be stretched. I believe in the spirit God's going to stretch you, in your mindset God's going to stretch you. He's going to stretch your thinking, your mindset of your thinking, but God says get ready to unlock mighty power in the kingdom. Power of God goes on you right now. Renewed vision, healing, and restoration right now, and the power of God goes through you in Jesus' name. Breaks off some shackles. In fact, here it goes right now. Some shackles just went off your life. Shackles that have restricted and held back. And right now, freedom in Jesus' name. Which interpreted means get ready for the greatest year you've ever had in your life, okay? Here we go. I can't even remember where I got to on that, but demonstrations. But where did I get to? Verse 3. Is it that verse I got to? I was with you in weakness and fear and much trembling. Is that it? And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, that your faith should be in the wisdom, not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. I thought I had a different verse. Ephesians 4. Sorry, I've flicked the page. There we go. Okay. To made new in the attitude of your mind, that was in put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. I want to tell you, get ready for what God's going to do in your life this year, okay? So I just want to give you a couple of points that go with that today. To be determined, okay? It's yet to be determined how many people will get saved in this church this year, because God wants us to rise up. So this is not going to be a nice little yaha, come on, we're all good for 2019. It's going to be, I want you to stretch in Jesus' name. We're going to put on some classes that enable you to be very effective and equipped in evangelism. Anybody going to attend? We're going to do some teaching on breakthrough in the power of God, in the gifts of the Spirit, in your giftings that are on your life, in the abilities that you already have. You already have giftings in your life. Graham and Wendy, I want to tell you, get ready for Austin to be sitting in this church, born again and on fire for God, all right? Power of God touched him on the weekend. Let me tell you right now that God is wanting. You see, we have all these senses in the natural, you know, sight, hearing, smell. What was the other one?
Touch and taste.
Touch and taste, that's it. Now, those are very real. Sight, hearing, touch and taste. Now, God wants you to use those more in the spirit realm, okay? He's given to you his natural giftings, but you sort of, you barely use them. I was just walking around our house the other day, and I walked, the other morning, I got up early and went walking past, just to go around the back of the house, and I walked past these flowers, and it was just the most beautiful fragrance. I didn't even know what they're called, but beautiful fragrance. Gardenias, there we go. And I stopped for a while, and I thought, boy, let's just stop for a moment and capture the beauty of God and everything around us. And I'll tell you what, you're going to smell the sweetness of God. I was in a meeting out in Howick last week, in Howick, yeah, and I got up to preach, and I literally see sight, see, sound, sight, sound, smell, all those good things. Anyway, but I smelt the most beautiful fragrance come into the place. This is just in a church meeting. Just smelt this fragrance. I got up to preach. All I was going to do, I had my message all prepared for me. God said, throw that away. It was made out of your own head. And go for what I'm giving you. And all of a sudden, this fragrance came down. And people began to fall out of their chairs and just weep. Then I saw a cloud. I literally saw a cloud of God's glory come down. And I saw it come all over the congregation. The pastor just fell off his chair, weeping his heart out. And he came to me after and he said, sorry? He came to me after and he said, I got totally healed. No one laid a hand on him. He got totally healed. He said, I didn't even know this. He invited me to come preach. He's been out of ministry for 9 months. I think 9 months. He's had a coma, is it?
Concussion.
And he's been concussed for 9 months, and he got radically healed on the spot in his chair as the power of God just fell in a meeting. I want to tell you, get ready for what God will do in this meeting this morning. The devil's out to destroy you, but God's here to heal you and restore you, okay? That's why Paul says, I am determined, and I want to say to you, I'm determined this year to be invincible. Are you? Let's be invincible. If it's yet to be determined, let's equip ourselves to move in the power of God and unlock some promises of God across our world in Jesus' name. In Ephesians, he said this, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand. And having done all to stand, the first thing you've got to do to be determined or to have a determined lifestyle this year is to stand. That's pretty simple. Let's just stand. That's the first thing you've got to do. And the first stand is the most powerful because you stand against the wiles of the enemy. And somewhere in your life right now, you're under attack. You're always under attack. Doesn't matter where you are. The devil hates you to live in victory this year. He doesn't want you to see a mighty revival. He doesn't want you to see the power of God. He doesn't want you to live in the victory of his resource and supply. But God has a miracle for you this year. That's why God says, if you're going to hold on to what I've given you, you better put on some armor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pray,
exactly. And God's given us some things that we can put on, okay? And so if we want, no, God's given you promises. We've all got promises. I've got thousands of promises over my life. But to snatch it out of the realm of the invisible and bring it into the realm of the tangible, I'm going to have to put on some armor and fight that devil off a little bit. He wants to steal what God's given me. And the first stand belongs to me because God said, I'm giving you power to stand and have victory, but you've got to be determined. Young person, let's be determined for revival in the youth this year. Okay? Let's get a little bit excited about a revival that God already said he'd bring, but we've got to grab it out of the invisible. See, I've seen all this stuff. I remember the very first year we started this church, 6 people in the church. I remember coming down and praying, and the devil saying, man, you've wasted your time. You're an idiot. What do you think you're doing? And God said to me, have I given you a vision or not? And I remember coming down and praying over the vision and speaking into being. And after God has given you the equipment to stand, which is the armor of God. Having done all, Paul says, let's stand. Having done all. So it's important for you today, because the last thing he says, put on the helmet of salvation. Now I want to say, the devil loves to attack your mind. One thing he'll do this year is he'll attack your mind. He'll say, that's never going to work. That can't work out. But that's why, here it is, let me read it to you, 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, look at how we get to fight, okay, for the pulling down of strongholds, which is casting down imaginations. Somebody yell that out, imaginations. And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. These are the high things that are coming against us, coming against you, coming against me. See, here's how it works, okay? I know that I'm healed. I was paralyzed from the neck down. I know that I was healed. I know that God miraculously healed me. I know that His Word says, I am your healer. How many know that God's Word says He's healed you today? Yeah? But here's what happens, okay? You know you're free, you know you're healed, but the symptoms will come. And just the other day, I was doing something crazy and flicked over and my head went into the sand and I got up and I'll tell you what, every sensation of being paralyzed came over my body. And I was like, obviously I shouldn't probably be doing that at my enthusiastic young age. But I forget how old I am. But I just said, symptoms, you are a lie from the pit of hell. Devil, you're not going to rob me of the knowledge of God that I've been healed and restored. And I said, get off and get out of here. And you know, about it took an hour and I had to stand on it. I stood on the prayer, no, I'm healed. That's bull. That's a lie from the enemy. My limbs, I couldn't hardly feel my limbs again. And I was like, you liar of a devil, I refuse to accept that. I've been healed in the Word of God is above every symptom, feeling, every circumstance, and I walk in the victory of God. And you know what? In 1 hour, not one symptom was left. I'm going to stand on God. I'm going to put on the helmet of salvation. It protects me against the wiles and the attacks of the enemy. And I'm going to determine that I will live by faith. That's what to be determined is. To be determined is not just a nice word. It's like, you know you're free. You know the enemy set you free. My sin's gone. I've been forgiven. But the devil will come along and he'll attack your head again. He'll say, hey, you loser. You're a nothing. You've stuffed up. And do you know the Word of God says you've been forgiven. You've been set free. I've taken your sin away further than the east is from the west. You are free and you're a mighty man and woman of God. Don't let the wiles of the enemy attack you. See, the Bible calls this his attack. And his attack will come to rob you. And we're surrounded by imaginations and stuff that gets in our head. Some of you are so stressed over what could be or what may be or what could happen. That's the attack of the enemy. Let's get the victory of God. If my Bible says that you've been healed of cancer, you're healed of cancer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yeah. The doctor's report may say one thing, but God's report says, I am your healer. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not getting too many shouts on that one, okay? Put on the helmet that protects your head, okay? I want to just challenge you this year. Let's walk with the helmet of protection on our heads, okay? And the head always speaks of leadership and governance. Head always speaks of leadership and governance. It speaks of instead of being led by your heart or your emotions, let's be led by the head, okay? So this is what happens with a lot of people. A lot of Christians, they start living by their feelings or their circumstances or their emotions. So someone hurts me. How can someone hurt you? We've been crucified with Christ. The old man's dead, and I'm a new creation in Christ. Okay? So we don't get offended. That's why Jesus hung on the cross. We don't get offended. Hello, everybody. Yeah. We're not going to get offended this year, okay? We're going to live bigger. Speak to any corporate manager, great managers of corporations, people who smoke 5 cigars a day, have 3 stray women across the world in different hotels, and are living and running these corporations and seem to be living in success, And I want to tell you right now, they are unintimidated by the feelings, circumstances, and emotions of life. And yet we as Christians sometimes bow down to circumstances, bow down to our emotions, bow down to our feelings. Let's live non-offended this year in Jesus' name. I'm not saying they're living right. I'm saying they're living totally wrong. But somehow they live beyond the feelings and the imaginations and the circumstances of their emotions. Don't get tied up in your emotions. Get trusting in the Word of God, okay? See, most of us get led by, oh, my heart feels this or my heart feels that. That'll drag you. You won't live determined with that. You'll go down because someone is guaranteed to offend you. Even today, you could get offended. Someone will snatch a coffee you were going to have. Someone will stand in line before you. Someone will trip you over, whatever. But refuse to live offended this year, okay? Can we leave offense back in 2018? And can we walk into 2019 with no offense whatsoever? Yet to be determined. Yet to be determined, okay? So it's a head fight. We've got to put on the helmet of salvation. It's the absolute guarantee. See, the enemy wants to cut off your head. If he could cut off your head and get you living by your feelings, he'd be the happiest person on the planet because you start to live in defeat right there. Led by your emotions, cancels out every opportunity that God has before you. Let's take hold of the promises of God in our life this year, okay? And let's go with what God has already won for us in Jesus' name, okay? When I was at Bible college, I was taught these three, they taught me three things in Bible college. They taught me, number one, that God is omnipresent. Omnipresent. Does anybody know what that word means? Omnipresent. Here's what it means, okay? It means God's everywhere. It means why can you live totally determined in victory this year? Because God's everywhere. Everywhere he is, he turns up. No, unlike us, see, Julia would like me to be omnipresent so that I can do all the jobs that need to be done around the house in the same day. Most men know what I'm talking about. Fixing up the shed this year, fixing up our shed, and the shed got flooded and then it got wrecked and then I had to put a new floor in it. And so I used the car to drag it off the floor, which is clever. I put it on skids and dragged it off the floor on skids, which is very clever. And so the shed's over beside the house, and her car's sitting over there. And next thing, she decides to go shopping. I'm trying to work on the back of the shed, screwing some of the tin back on because there's been some difficulties happening with the shed. And next moment, while I'm working on the shed takes off. Now, I want to tell you right now, sheds do not go to the supermarket well. And so I figured, because my life is, I've only got a little bit of time to do this stuff because I'm not omnipresent. There's only one of me. I'm believing for the day when we can have that thing where you can multiply me. And but anyway, the shed took off, and of course it got dragged to pieces and fell apart, all right? Totally wrecked the shed. So my 2 days turned into a lot more effort because now I had to rebuild the entire shed. And you can imagine, I had to deal with my old 2018 attitude. And I had to get it renewed in God so that I wasn't being a horrible person. Anyway, that's enough of that, okay? So he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. He's omnipotent, he's all-powerful. All-powerful. God is all-powerful. Don't limit God this year. It's 2019. We can believe that if God is all-powerful, anything is possible. With men, it's impossible for you to get healed. But with God, all things are possible. With man, it's impossible for you to have a baby, but with God, all things are possible. Just got an email from the States the other day from that conference I went and spoke to, and a girl and a guy, a husband and wife, phoned me up and they said, we're 3 months away from giving birth to the wonderful baby that's been created since the day you prophesied over us that a miracle would happen. Now, I want to tell you, I don't care what the doctors say, I care what the Word of God, because he's all powerful, okay? And number three, he's omniscient. Does anybody know what that means? It means he knows everything. So you can't hide anything from him. You can't hide who you really are on the inside. You can't pretend what you are without him knowing what you really are. So just humble yourself before the Lord and say, God, here I am. God, I offer myself to you. Like the young man and woman yesterday, I give you the keys to my heart. come in and make me new and make me a child of God. And he will do the miraculous in your life. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He's omniscient. He's all knowing in every part of your life. He's not limited by time nor space. He created time. Remember, and time is an amazing creation by God, because he then says this: yesterday, today, and forever. So he's got time. Yesterday, he's mopping up your mistakes. Today, he's renewing you and making you good for 2019. Tomorrow and in your future, he is leading you and guiding you by his word, that the past, present, and future all belong to him. And get ready for what God's going to do in 2019. And I want to cheer you and challenge you on. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let him mop up your past. Let him get together with you today and work all things together for your good in the now. Because this is your 2019, and God is in your future. He's preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Your enemy may be sickness today. Your enemy may be disease. Your enemy may be fear. Your enemy may be some kind of depression that's creeped over you, fear that's locked you up. But God says, I'm going to prepare a table for you in the midst of that enemy. We ate the table, we drank the table this morning. And he says to you right now, my table will protect you from every enemy. They have no power over your life. Get free in 2019. Amen. That's enough for the day. Bow your heads. I'm going to pray for you. 2019, Lord, we don't look at our circumstances. We look up. We look to the God of deliverance and the God of victory today. And we declare right now, we call this year year of opportunity, a year yet to be determined by our willingness with our time, our talent, and our treasure. God, we offer it to you today, our time, our talent. We decide here today, God, we put on our thinking caps and we decide, God, I'm going to give you time this year. I'm going to give you my talents this year. I'm going to give you my treasure this year. God, I pray right now, Lord, let your anointing rest right across this service and seal the word of God this year that would erupt into revival in every one of our lives. That we'd open the door, push open the door into victory. Pull down the walls of resistance and step into the victory you've got for us. While your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, right here at the beginning of 2019, maybe you're here today and maybe you're not a Christian, maybe you've drifted from God and you've got dragged away from your relationship of intimacy that was spoken about this morning. And maybe you're just saying to me, hey, Pastor Don, I just need to get my heart right with God this morning. If that's you, quickly lift your hand right now. We're going to include you in a prayer before we close. I just need to get my life lined up with you again this morning, God. I need to get right with you. I need to invite you into my heart. I need to give you the keys to my heart. Who is that today? I want to give you that opportunity right now. Why don't you lift your hand and we'll pray for you and include you in a prayer and believe God for a miracle in your life this morning. Right across this place, is there anybody? I don't want to miss you. If there's anybody, lift your hand, give me a wave. I want to include you in that prayer. Believe God for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you stand with me this morning? Father, we know that it's yet to be determined that the outcome of this year will be great victory in every life, in businesses, in schooling, education, relationships. Yet to be determined, God, by what we allow the word of God to affect in our world. So I pray right now, God, that we would take hold of the promises of your word, that we'd put on the armor of God, and that we'd walk through this year with great victory. I declare it over your life. I declare you healed today. I call the enemy a liar and God the victory. I declare God's healing mantle over this house in Jesus' name. Spirit of God, come afresh right now and anoint every person here. Amen.